Is Literacy Really for Everyone? The Numbers Tell a Different Story by Donna W. Hill. From the editor. This article was originally posted on November 10, 2014 by Donna on her blog. Some of our readers will know Donna Hill as the author of The Heart of Apple Butter Hill, a young adult novel which prominently features a blind character. Others will recognize her as an active member of the National Federation of the Blind who lives in Pennsylvania. Here is what she has to say about literacy and the blind. Which minority has the greatest disparity between literacy, unemployment, and income, on the one hand, and intellect, talent, and willingness to work on the other? Why are a few of its members medical doctors, engineers, scientists, and lawyers, while most have never had a full-time job? The answer is able-bodied, working-age, blind Americans. When I started developing my Libraries and Literacy page for this site, my intent was to thank some of the libraries that carry the heart of Apple Butter Hill. I collected photos from my library visits and quotes about literacy from famous people. As I proceeded, I realized that I couldn't help looking into the disparity between the situation of blind Americans and that of the general population, and how literacy and the availability of books in accessible formats affect that disparity. This article is based on my research. You will find links to sources cited in this article under the references heading at the end. Literacy, what it is and what it is not. To understand what is happening to blind Americans, it is important to know what literacy is. It is commonly defined as the ability to read and write, a definition that raises more questions than it answers. What is reading? What is writing? To hone in on the essence of literacy, however, we need only look to its Middle English roots, which, according to Merriam-Webster, mean marked with letters. Literacy is an understanding of and fluency in language based on its primary building blocks, letters, punctuation, and sentence structure. The parents of a sighted child would be justifiably horrified and outraged if their child was denied education in reading and writing print. Johnny is a wonderful listener. He doesn't need print, just doesn't fly in the sighted world. But for a variety of reasons, most of which boil down to a lack of understanding and low expectations, blind children are routinely steered to audio learning. Recorded books and synthesized speech have their place in a blind person's toolbox, and they are essential for the vast majority of students with print disabilities, including sighted students with learning disabilities such as dyslexia. Nevertheless, Braille is the only alternative giving true literacy on a par with print. Braille provides immediate access through the fingers to what sighted readers see with their eyes. Punctuation, spelling, paragraph markings, and other essential components of the written word are apparent through touch, since Braille is read by characters, words, and lines just like print is for sighted readers. Braille, which is now available in downloadable digital formats for high-tech refreshable Braille reading devices, is also the only option for people who are deaf and blind. Here are a few numbers that demonstrate how literacy and access to books affect blind people. Income and poverty. Blind Americans are twice as likely to live in poverty. In 2012, the median annual household income of non-institutionalized blind Americans aged 21 to 64 was $33,400. 31.2% were living below the poverty line, National Federation of the Blind, NFB. According to a CNN report on census statistics for 2012, median household income for the American population as a whole was $51,017, and 15% were living in poverty. The lost productivity in the U.S. due to blindness and eye diseases is estimated to be $8 billion per year, National Braille Press, NBP. Literacy. Blind students are three times more likely to be illiterate. As you read this section, keep in mind that, of the less than 40% of blind American adults who are employed, 90% read Braille, NBP. 60,393, total number of blind students in the U.S. enrolled in elementary and high school, NFB. 5,147, 8.5%, number of students for whom Braille is their primary way to read, NFB. 12% of blind American students are taught to read Braille and being given the chance to become truly literate, NBP. Using the same standards applied to sighted students, no fewer than 88% of blind students are illiterate. In contrast, according to https://dosomething.org, only 25%, 1 in 4, American children grow up without being taught to read. Books. What's available for print readers and what's accessible for those with print disabilities? 36 million, the approximate number of books and other print materials in the collection of the Library of Congress, according to loc.gov, with 12,000 added daily. 300,000, approximate number of titles available from Bookshare, the world's largest accessible online library for people with print disabilities, Bookshare provides its collection in several downloadable formats, including DAISY text, synthetic speech, and refreshable Braille. 80,000, approximate number of titles available from Learning Ally, formerly Recording for the Blind and Dyslexic, the world's largest library of human-narrated audiobooks as of October 30, 2014, according to a Learning Ally customer representative. 80,000, books in audio format available through the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, NLS, a division of the Library of Congress, according to a November 3, 2014 email from NLS's research department. This doesn't include books in an older rigid disc format that is seldom circulated. 31,338, books available in Braille from NLS. Note, NLS also has a Braille music collection of 22,775 titles, 4,892 audio recordings, and 662 scores in large print. NLS provides professionally recorded books as downloads on digital cartridge and, until the entire collection is digitized, cassette tape. Some books are available in hard copy and downloadable Braille and in large print. NLS chooses books based on the New York Times bestsellers list and books with significant national press coverage. Regional NLS libraries record some titles of local interest. Borrowing from the NLS is free to all Americans with print disabilities. According to the World Blind Union, WBU, over 90% of published books cannot be read by people who are blind or have other print disabilities. The World Health Organization, WHO, estimates that 39 million people worldwide, including 1.4 million children under 15, are irreversibly blind. This does not take into account the visually impaired and learning disabled populations for whom reading print is not possible. Only 320,000 people with visual impairments and other print disabilities in approximately 50 countries have access to Bookshare's collection. Easy ways to end the book famine for people with print disabilities. Send an email, make a phone call, or write a letter to support the Marrakesh Treaty to facilitate access to published works for persons who are blind, visually impaired, or otherwise print disabled. The Marrakesh Treaty is an effort to update international copyright laws pertaining to reading materials in accessible formats. Urge your national senators to support ratification of the Marrakesh Treaty, which will facilitate access to published works for people with print disabilities. A project of WBU and the World Intellectual Property Organization, WIPO, it was signed by 72 nations, including the U.S., in 2013. It needs to be ratified by 20 nations to become international law. So far, only India and El Salvador have ratified it, WBU and WIPO. Join the DAISY Planet. Follow what's going on worldwide in the struggle for accessible books by visiting the DAISY, Digital Accessible Information System, Consortium. The DAISY Consortium is a global group of organizations working towards creating the best way to read and publish. Read their awesome newsletter, The DAISY Planet, http://daisy.org/newsletters. References: National Braille Press, http://www.nbp.org/ic/nbp/braille/need-for-braille.html. National Federation of the Blind, Blindness Statistics, https://nfb.org/blindness-statistics. CNN on 2012 Income and Poverty Statistics, http://money.cnn.com/number2013/09/17/news/economy/poverty-income. 11 Facts About Literacy in America, DoSomething.org, https://www.dosomething.org/facts/number11-facts-about-literacy-america. Library of Congress, http://www.loc.gov/about/fascinating-facts. Bookshare, https://www.bookshare.org/cms/about. Learning Ally, http://learningally.org. National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, http://www.loc.gov/nls. World Blind Union, http://www.worldblindunion.org/english/our-work/our-2013. /pages/pages/write-number2-read-campaign.aspx. World Health Organization, http://www.who.int/mediacenter/factsheets/fs/282/en. WIPO, Marrakesh Treaty to Facilitate Access to Published Works for Persons Who Are Blind, Visually Impaired, or Otherwise Print Disabled. http://www.wipo.int/wipolex/en/wipo_treaties/text.jsp?file_id=301016.